In this week's SME Corner, we speak to the owner of G&T Auto, Thembi Sithole. Tell us about how you started your business.
We registered G&T Auto Board in 2009, November. Yeah. But we opened our doors on the 1st of Feb, 2010.
All right. Where did G&T come up from as a concept? Because we know previously before G&T, you were doing other car-related things but had nothing to do with auto board.
When I started to work in 1986, I worked for panel shops.
Mm.
I was cleaning cars.
Yeah.
And also doing plastic bumper repairs. And I got promoted to be a receptionist. And I became an office administrator.
What inspires you, Ma?
I love cars.
Yeah.
I like to see that finish after the car has been repaired, painted, polished. That shining of a car, it's something I like.
What have you learned now from being somebody who washed the cars to then being a receptionist to then also climbing up the ladder and saying, I'm owning my own space, I'm going to be a co-owner in this company?
The journey when I started to work in a panel shop, I didn't think that I'll be one of the owners one of the days.
Mm-hmm.
But where I worked before, I was always getting people asking, are you one of the owners?
Yeah.
And I asked myself, I said, what's going on? Why are they asking that? And yeah, when Gavin asked me to be a business partner with him, and I just said, okay, I think everybody there saw that owner figure in me.
Mm.
And that's why I said, okay, let me go for it.
How did you prepare for this role of being co-owner?
To be honest with you, at the beginning, I didn't prepare it. Because when it came to me, it was like, okay, now where am I going to get money from to start a business and all that? I took a personal loan. It was a small amount to put in a business so that we can just pay rent.
Yeah.
And things didn't go well as we planned.
Okay.
I spoke to one of a family friend and I explained to him that, you know, we wanted to start a business, but biggest challenge is money to start up because our equipments are very expensive. He promised to loan me money.
Yeah.
And then I said, okay, good. But we must get the paperwork in place, get a lawyer, because the sum of money he was going to loan me was a big amount. And when we done everything, starting now operating, and I'm phoning him, I said, listen, we hear our chassis straighter is coming, our spray boot is coming, we need that money to put deposit. And he was nowhere to be found.
Wow. And that's some of the challenges in business, I guess, you know?
Yeah, that was the biggest challenge. And Gavin also, he had a business. He said to me, now, I mustn't worry because the money he's coming from that other business is going to come here so that, you know, we can get this business going. His business partner that side, he liquidated the business with all that money, and there was no money now to carry on with the business.
How did you survive after that?
I went to a bank, tried to get a loan from my home loan. Unfortunately, they said the records at work, you're no longer working.
Yeah.
So we can't loan you money. And prepare the business plan, go to the bank and try and get loan just to start up on the business side.
Yeah.
Also, that was declined. And I was like, now, from on that day when it was declined, I was like, I don't know what to do now.
Mm.
And then I stood outside and I said, we already signed the lease agreement for 3 years.
Yeah.
And I have to make it work. And I went straight to the offices where my Provident Fund is. And I got the application form. Straight to the bank, do whatever I need to do, and submitted the documents.
How is business now?
We're doing very well.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're doing very well. I've got 15 people working for me.
Wonderful.
Yes.
Where are you based? Where can people find you?
We are situated in number 17, Susan Street, Stratton Park and Randburg.
Wonderful. It's a beautiful central area for everyone in the north and the west.
Yeah, it's Stratton Park. We looked at the area. It's a very busy industrial area.
Mm.
And also it's like a motor hub. That's why we decided to look premises there.
I'm definitely coming to you next time. I have a bumper bash. How would you advise a young woman looking to make something of herself? Because you have, in your story, you explain how you never envisaged you being a co-owner. But these things happened and you take it in your stride and you move this business along.
Mm. The young people there, I know they've got a lot in their mind and they want to start and do things. But sometimes we surrounded by negative people. And when you want to start something, you find the comments from other people saying, no, you're not going to make it. And, you know, a lot of comments which are negative, like other people, they were saying, oh, do you think business is pop and flays?
Mm.
And also, you know, panic beating out of everything.
Yeah.
So I always say to people, talk to right people if you want to start up something and avoid negativity. Because it's what drains your energy and your focus also to do what you want to do. And there is a biggest problem we always have. It's a fear because we always look at the negative side. What if I start and things doesn't come right?
Right.
If a person wants to start, focus and look forward and get information and help wherever you can.
Mm.
And you get your business going if you want to start a business.
Great advice there. Now, is there money to be made in your industry? I know the insurance companies make money, but as an independent, is there money to be made?
When you run a business, you have to make money.
Mm.
So we always, when you do your quotation, we know how much profit you must make on parts. And, you know, so we've got a structure how to... quote, and also, you know, you need to make money.
I'll take that as there's money to be made.
There is money to be, even if it's not too much money, but when you're running a business, you must make money.
Still on money, what's the biggest money lesson you've learned over this journey?
First of all, to rely on people to assist you. Sometimes that was a toughest thing which ever happened to me because there are days when that man disappeared.
Mm.
I'll go in a shower and I'll cry while I'm in a shower. And my daughter, when I come out, and she asked me, Mom, why your eyes are red? I said, No, it's soap went in my eyes. I didn't want to tell her that, you know, I've got a challenge. There's no money to pay rent. Mm. There's no money to do this. And this business I've started, because sometimes, you know, people, they were like, no, why panic beating and all that and all that. Sometimes I was thinking that maybe they're right. I wasn't supposed to start. But when I sit alone, I said, no, man, I must go through challenges.
Yes.
Challenges, they're going to make me strong. And also, if I speak about my challenges to other people, they will say, okay, Tembi went through that.
Mm.
So it means it's a journey of starting something.
That was the owner of GNT Auto, Tembi Stole, in this week's SME Corner.